Thank you, Eric. Always a pleasure to be here. Well, I recently ran across the bubbles chart, and at the time we're recording this, this actually isn't yet documented. It has a third attribute or property that you can fill in, which is the size of the bubble. Now, in the example that they show at this moment, they set that to the same value that they set the dependent property to. When you do that, and in my first blog entry I do that, what you get is the more words have that letter, the bigger the bubble. And so the size of the bubble is redundant with the height of the bubble. And, you know, it's kind of interesting. It makes for a nice looking chart, and it's interesting, but it doesn't give you any additional information. Then I started to think about, well, you know, you could get a third piece of information. Would that be confusing, or would that be useful? And the example that I came up with, which I think would be tremendously useful, was, let's say that what I did was look at all of the topics that I cover in my blog. And that was my independent. And my dependent was, how many entries do I make on that topic? So on toolkit, I made 300 entries. And on link, I made 50 entries and so forth. Then the size of the bubble would be, if I did polling or some other kind of voting, and I could get a popularity rating. So the bigger the bubble, the more popular. Now, a glance at the chart would tell me, are my most popular topics also the ones I'm writing the most about? If I see large bubbles that are high up in the chart, great, I'm writing a lot about popular topics. If I see a large bubble way down in the chart, I immediately know I need to write more about that topic. And if I see a tiny little bubble high up in the chart, I have to say to myself, gee, you know, you're writing a lot about something nobody cares about. And suddenly that chart is tremendously valuable to me in a way that I could not get at with a pie chart or with a column chart. So I'm very jazzed about the idea of using a bubble chart in that way.
It's such an interesting way of displaying information. I've actually seen one of the examples on your blog, and it's a good intuitive way of showing information. I wonder why it's not done more. There was a TED talk at one point where they were comparing the relative affluence of countries, and they used this approach to great effect. So I'm excited to see it. And again, that's in the Silverlight toolkit. And how do we find our way to the toolkit?
Well, my answer is always the same, which is to start on silverlight.net. And from there, you can get to the Silverlight toolkit, or you can go directly to their main page, which is www.codeplex.com/silverlight. One of the things that you can do from their main site is download the latest release. You can also from there find links to assistance and help and forums, all of which will bring you back to silverlight.net. They're very closely related to each other. If you're particularly interested in the bubbles issue, you might take a look at my blog, and I will have tags. There's a Silverlight Toolkit tag that will find all of my blog entries on the Silverlight Toolkit. If it turns out that the bubbles chart has many entries, that this is going to be an ongoing theme as they develop it, then I will start tagging them for bubbles as well. But if it turns out that I only do a couple, then I'm not going to put a tag on that. In our kit? Yes, exactly. Oh, yes. Thank you so much. What a blast.